Can't start out any better than 7 points on the opening drive. That's kind of, highlight of the day for us. We need to sustain some of those, later drives where we ended up kicking for three. So, against a team like that, you're not going to be able to settle for field goals very much and be successful. So, we can't say we didn't get down there and give ourselves a chance. We just have to execute when we get into the red zone. And, I think we had plenty of opportunities today to make the game closer than it was. Probably, the last play of the game sticks out. I didn't kind of have my vision clouded to Travis, which was probably just an easy check down for, 10 yards. They were, really dropping in the deep zone. But, the play that you look at before half that we were talking about was a big swing is, the ball to Gabe on third and two after we got the offsides right before half with a minute left. We get him a little bit better ball. We catch that ball and, we get across midfield with a chance to, at worst, probably get a field goal. We end up punting there. And then the rest is, them getting the 3 points before half. So that's a six-point swing. Get a stop after half, and then we get the ball back. We're driving down to have potentially, take the lead or have a chance. Instead, it's a 10-point game. So, that play for sure.
It wasn't the only drop today. How do you
handle that? Yeah, I think, there were a couple times where I could have, put in a little bit of position for him. So it's a mutual thing. It's catching and throwing. So, takes two of us, so I need to get those balls in a little bit better position, and I have confidence that I'll make those plays.
A lot was made of how you were going to fare against the number two defense in the NFL, and how did that play out?
Yeah, we rushed for almost 100 yards, which is good against that defense. Duke had a long run to get us down there, and like I said, it comes down to executing in the red zone. We didn't do it today, so you got to turn two of those into touchdowns at least. I think that was, that was a big area for us where we needed to step up, and we didn't make any plays right there. We did on the opening drive, and did in the rest of the game. So, you look at it from that point, I think we did some good things, and I think we shot ourselves in the foot at times.
Is there anything about the Seahawks defense that you hadn't experienced before?
That pass rush is relentless. From the beginning of the game, they get stronger as the game goes on. So. That's a good defense. I think everybody in the league knows that. We did some good things, but we didn't do enough of them.
Do you feel like that you took another step forward with
the team? It's hard to sit here right now and, and assess that. I think there are some things I missed. We'll go back and look at it tomorrow, the next day, put it to bed, get ready for the next week.
How difficult is it to start a guard on the second play of the game?
Yeah, it's tough. Feel for John. I see him in a brace walking around after the game, so I haven't heard exactly what it is, but it's tough. He's a critical part of our line, a guy that's been here for a while. I hope he's all right.
You're receiving a little bit of a state of flux right now. Obviously, they come back and Wayne get thrown in there and Jarrell. Can you see, though, that once you kind of have a little bit more time and continuity with some of these guys that
yeah, we don't really have much of a choice. Those are the guys that we have right now. I have confidence in those guys. I know, they have confidence in me getting them the ball. So, we'll work on it in practice this week. Obviously, that was a area where we lacked a little bit today, me getting it to them, finishing the plays. So, for us to come out and beat a team like this, there's not a lot of margin of error for us. That's just the way it is. Yeah, I thought he played really good. He completed 70% of his passes. I thought they ran the ball well, over 100 yards. So they were really good on third down. I thought every time, you'd hear punt team get ready on the sideline, you'd hear a roar from their fans. So they did a good job of keeping us on the field. I think they only punted maybe once or twice. So, to be successful, you have to be, really good on third downs. I think that's what they were today. And, it's about being clutch at the right time. So, he didn't surprise me at all.
Do you feel like you're just, even though the losing is very tough on everybody, how valuable is this for you to be out there getting this kind of experience against this kind of defense? And
yeah, got to take a positive away from it. So, another start against a really good team. Got to see a variety of different single high you know, zone coverages and how to exploit them. You know, in a pass rush that really makes you keep two hands on the ball and use all your pocket movement. And, you know, so there are some positives to take away, but, you know, losing's never fun.
This is the first time you played here. There's so much said about the noise and false starts and all that. You guys didn't have a false start, I don't think. What about the atmosphere? Was anything surprising?
You know, I think they, you know, have a deep passion for this team. You know, I think they, you know, love what they have going on right now, and, you know, they're definitely into the game from start to finish. You know, I think everybody did a good job of being on the same page. You know, part of our key to the game going into today was being able to communicate. Part of that's a snap count, so, you know, we had no really pre-snap penalties, which is a good takeaway. Yeah, I mean, they've been here for a while, and they've been doing this for a while at a really high level. You know, I think this is the best that he's played probably throughout his career. So, you know, I don't really know if I can picture that moving forward. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't think anybody really knows. You know, I want these guys to be here next year. You know, I want to have these receivers and the people that we have on this roster, on the staff, so you can go through a spring and not have to learn what this call is and this play, and, you know, be able to go through a spring and have some of that continuity, like you said. So, you know, definitely would be a luxury for sure.
Did you get more comfortable going outside the pocket as the game went on?
Yeah, I think they opened up some of the lanes. You know, I think, you know, for the most part, they did a good job of, you know, rushing wide and making me step up and then try and get out. But, you know, once you get outside, you know, the linebackers are fast, and they're, you know, outside speed rushers, you know, can really chew up some ground pretty fast. So, you know, they definitely have a lot of weapons defensively.
Terrell, you know, on that first one, did you feel like you put it where you wanted to put it? Would you go back to Terrell and continue to trust him?
Sure, yeah, that doesn't dot my confidence on him. You know, I felt like there was a couple balls, you know, that I know that these guys can catch, and that being one of them. Yeah, no, I just could tell, you know, feel it kind of closing in, just wanted to get rid of it and not take a sack. So, you know, I had a free rusher, so, you know, just trying to get out. Umpire was there, but I was throwing the ball away anyway. There wasn't really much of a chance to get out of that one.
Did you get a chance to talk to Russell Wilson before the game or after the game?
Not before. You know, I got to talk to him a little bit after, so... you know, he's a cool guy. I talked to him a few times before, just in the past couple years. So, you know, wish him nothing but the best. It was good to see, you know, some old Aggie teammates as well. Steven Terrell, Patrick Lewis, you know, Michael Bennett's an Aggie as well. So, it's Christian Michael. So, it was cool to see, you know, guys that had a lot of success with in college out there, you know, doing good things. So, yeah, he's Mr. Consistent. I mean, it takes a while to go back to see when Gary didn't catch a touchdown in a game. So, you know, the guy works hard at his craft. You know, he's the most consistent guy on our offense. You know, outside of Joe Thomas, who's been doing this snap after snap for years. You know, Gary's been that safety blanket for us this year. Well, that's probably a better question for Coach Pat, but, you know, I saw it. That's a guy who, you know, went to the same school as me, so I didn't take it as a slight towards me, a guy that, you know, knowing a university like Texas A&M and kind of, you know, brothership and fellowship that it is, you know, going to school there, you know, I didn't take it as a slight, so I don't know what he meant by it. It might be a better question for him. I'm sure Coach Pat addressed it, but... going back to the question, you know, in my opinion, I think Russell is a top-tier guy. I mean, he has 20 touchdowns, no interceptions, or maybe even more over the past five games. So know, find another guy around the league that's doing that. There's not many of them. There's not 5 or 10, I know that. Russell? No, just, you know, good job. I think he's, you know, said, getting better every time I get out there. So it's fun to watch, you know. It's fun to watch him play as well. So, you know, it was cool to just catch up for a little bit. Wish him nothing but the best.
Thank you.